you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Monterey Park is food, it's family, it's community. It's not where you'd expect a mass shooting.
When the fire department did get into the business, they did pronounce 10 of the victims deceased.
A shooting inside of a dance studio in Monterey Park last night killed 10 and injured 10 more.
We had a vehicle that was described as a white box van, I guess you'd say, a van of interest.
Authorities are investigating an incident in nearby Alhambra where a man with a gun entered another dance studio.
Okay, I need to take some time today to talk about the mass shooting that happened this weekend in Monterey Park. A lot of us here at work, including myself, are still grappling with the news. If you haven't heard, here's what we know so far. A man opened fire on Saturday night at the Star Dance Studio in Monterey Park, at the end of a long day of Lunar New Year festivities. 10 people were pronounced dead at the scene, and about as many people were taken to the hospital, with conditions ranging from stable to critical. On Sunday, a man was found dead in a van in Torrance. Authorities say that he is the suspected shooter. As a journalist, mass shootings are one of the hardest things to cover. You can break down the facts, what we know, and what we don't know about the event. But eventually, it can start to feel like just another statistic. Another name on a never-ending list of mass shootings in this country. What I want to do today is talk about the community in Monterey Park. Its history, its culture, its people. We're going to hear from some longtime residents and some experts who can help us make sense of this diverse, thriving Asian American community and give us some context as we continue to learn more about this tragic event. I'm Brian De Los Santos, and this is How to LA, the show where we talk about this wonderful, complicated city and its communities, and how we come together in times of tragedy.
My name's Christina Wong. I just thought it was a big car accident. I was parked in the street moving my car when I saw the engines flying and running, and then all of a sudden the helicopter's upstairs.
My name's Jazzy. I've been living in the U.S. for 9 years now. Ever since I stepped my foot onto the U.S., I've been hearing people talking about gun control and all kind of regulations on firearms, but I don't think the society is making any progress at the moment. At least when I used to live in China, I felt safe. That's the big difference.
My name's Christian Yang. I am the owner and chef of Yang's Kitchen in Alhambra. We decided to close for brunch. Obviously, it's a huge blow for us business-wise to lose our biggest brunch service. But, you know, with the uncertainty, and even though the chances are probably like really unlikely or slim, we put the business second because we put safety and how people were feeling first.
It's really hard seeing this local community that I've covered for years torn up like this, you know. Just a really special place for a lot of people. A lot of Asian Americans across Los Angeles will, you know, travel through LA traffic just to come to Monterey Park. And it's just very heartbreaking to see this community shaken up by yet another act of gun violence.
This is Josie Wong, our Asian American communities reporter. She spent Sunday in Monterey Park talking to people in the community.
This is a time when a lot of people get together with their families and friends and have meals. But, you know, the people I've talked to have just not been in any mood to celebrate. Their city is overrun with TV crews. There's like helicopters circling above. One of the people I spoke to was this woman named Hong Liu, who was grocery shopping Sunday morning and learned about the incident during her shopping trip. She wanted to go home because she didn't feel safe out on the streets. You know, there's just this pall that's been cast over the city, not just for residents here, but the people who come from all over the SGV to celebrate in Monterey Park. I actually talked to this woman who had come from Arcadia, just a few towns over, but she was saying today that she and her husband probably are just going to stay home, not out of fear of something happening, but just feeling somber. You know, she couldn't believe that the attack was happening at the start of this time that is just so special to many folks across Asia and the Asian American diaspora as well. And she said it was just so terrifying that it appears that it was an Asian suspect who was involved in attacking a largely Asian community. The word I heard a lot from people is just kombu. You know, it's just like terrible, terrifying, shocking.
Yeah, actually, I want to pivot to what we know so far. And, you know, this is a developing story, so things might be updated later on. But can you just give me some details? I believe, the shooting took place at a dance hall. Like, I'm sure community gathers there as well. What do you know about this place and what role does it play in the community?
Well, my understanding is that this dance hall is part of a rich ballroom dancing culture in the SGV. You know, the west part of the valley is heavily Asian and heavily immigrant. And the ballroom dancing scene here reflects that. Ballroom dancing students are coming from all over Asia, including China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Vietnam. These ballroom dancing classes have become a way for these students who tend to be middle-aged and older to relax and do something for themselves, you know, after working so hard to make it in the U.S. And even though many of these students don't have the same native tongue, they're able to connect over dance, over the cha-cha.
I want to go back to the people. We're talking about community here and the fact that it happened on a big Lunar New Year festival. Violence is not what the city is known for. Can you talk to me a bit more about the city and its residents, as you were saying earlier?
Yeah, so Monterey Park is a very storied part of Asian American history, not just in California, but beyond. I spent the early part of my life in Maryland. I heard about it back then on the East Coast. It was known as Little Taipei at some point because it was drawing a lot of Taiwanese immigrants, also people from China, and lots of folks as well from Southeast Asia live here too. It's now two-thirds Asian, making it one of the most Asian places in the entire U.S. It's not just a hub of Asian or Asian American culture, but also where a lot of Asian American political power is centered. This is where a lot of the best-known Asian American politicians got their start. For example, Congressmember Judy Chu, she served on the Monterey Park City Council for years and was once the mayor. And if you look at today's city council in Monterey Park, 4 out of the 5 council members are Asian American.
I want to go back to your personal ties. You said that when you were living in Maryland, you knew of this place. It seems like it's significant in the Asian American community in the United States. I'm just thinking about how this might impact you and your family, your community. I don't know. Any thoughts?
Well, I can tell you that I've just been getting texts all day, Asian American friends from California, but also, you know, in other parts of the country, just expressing total shock. You know, this is a day where we'd all be like sending texts to each other saying, 新年快乐, which is Happy New Year, or 恭喜发财. And we're all saying, oh my God, this is so terrible. This is so terrible. And I haven't had a chance to respond to all the texts, but I can see them flying around and people just expressing their disbelief and just sorrow. And for those with children, just wondering how they tell them, you know, talk to them about what happened. A lot of Asian American families with young kids make a big deal out of Lunar New Year. Like, for instance, myself, I was just in Chinatown getting my daughter a new outfit for Chinese New Year because she's going to have a Lunar New Year celebration at her school. And you just have to wonder, you know, what's going to happen to some of these events. But Sheriff Robert Luna did say that he strongly encouraged everybody to go about their Lunar New Year celebrations as they would, but it's hard to imagine that there wouldn't be some folks who are having second thoughts.
As you heard there from Josie, Monterey Park is a special place for the Asian American community. To understand its history, I wanted to talk to history professor Yang Chen at the University of California at Irvine.
My first reaction was profound sadness. This is a very important occasion for many Chinese Americans and Asian Americans. It's a New Year celebration. In addition, we are slowly coming out of a pandemic that has had a devastating impact on the world for more than 2 years. And all of a sudden, we have this very tragic event. Monterey Park, it's a suburban city, 10 or so miles east of Los Angeles. After the passage of the 1965 Immigration Act, it has been a very, very important community for Chinese Americans. It was the first major suburban Chinatown and has also been a very important community for many Asian Americans, including Japanese Americans.
So tell me a little bit more about that early history.
Well, it was a city that was incorporated around the time of World War I, and it started to expand pretty rapidly in the 1940s and 50s. But there were racist housing covenants that were intended to bring large numbers of Caucasians. And those covenants also worked to prevent the arrival of new Asian people. But that changed gradually as the racist housing covenants had been rescinded and U.S. immigration policy changed. And what happened in the early 1970s was that a key individual from Taiwan who came to the U.S., they started to market Monterey Park, the city itself, as the Asian American Beverly Hills. You know, that turned out to be very successful, attracting a large number of new immigrants, especially the ones from Taiwan.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but Monterey Park was once known as Little Taipei, right? How did the city get to that name?
Yeah. Until the end of the 1970s, most Chinese immigrants who arrived in the U.S. came from Taiwan. So the people, the Chinese immigrants who flocked to Monterey Park came from predominantly Taiwan, especially the city of Taipei. They established small businesses and opened restaurants. And the food culture that they brought to the U.S. was not simply the Taiwanese, so to speak. They also introduced the cooking of Sichuan, Hunan food, and other regional cuisines of China.
That's very unique, you know, and I think if you live in L.A. or beyond L.A., you know the interesting cuisine of Monterey Park or the uniqueness it brings, you know, to our greater Los Angeles community. I just want to go back to the history of Monterey Park. What was happening around this time? Like what made it spurt, you know, into a suburban town that it is now?
Well, I mean, the lifestyle of the suburb, that was a very important attraction for many newcomers. Caucasian, Latino. This is also a city that is very important for Japanese Americans. Mm-hmm. During World War II, Japanese Americans in California, as well as other states on the West Coast, they were forced to move to the internment camps. After the end of World War II, many of them returned back to California. And this marked, again, the growth of the Japanese American population. For them, the city offered a lifestyle different from that in Los Angeles. They did not have to experience the same kind of discrimination that they encounter elsewhere. This is a relatively more welcoming and tolerant place.
Back to the news of the mass shooting. At the time we're talking now, we don't know the motive or why this happened, but can you tell us the significance of this mass shooting for the residents in Monterey Park?
Well, I mean, the impact is going to be felt by the families, of course, but also by the residents in Southern California, in the state, and across the nation. And, you know, it reminds us of a question that the nation has been debating for decades, how to reduce violence. You know, I hope that this debate will continue and will move in a more productive, more fruitful direction in the near future.
That was UCI history professor Yang Chen talking to us about the history of Monterey Park. News like this can be hard to process and even harder to talk about. If this is something you're struggling with, we have some resources on LAist.com where we will also be updating this story as we know more. That's it for today. We'll be back on Wednesday with an episode on meditation walks you can do here in LA. Thanks for listening. See you later.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.